It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, folks. If you were sick of me, that's too bad because you're going to get some more of me here tonight. It's our doubleheader from Afton. We had our girls' game first. It's our guys' game second. The BG Bobcats and the Afton Crimson Knights about to do battle here in our boys' contest. Live from Afton Central School. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. This Section 4 disclaimer is next, that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Have an update for you for the Sydney and Green boys game. At the end of the first quarter up in Sydney, just up Route 7, the Sydney boys leading 10-7, and I'm told that it's a back-and-forth game. Green has been hot at a couple of minutes, and Sydney's been hot for a couple of minutes, so that should be a great game. We'll have score updates for you all evening long on that Sydney and Green boys game as we come to you live from Afton. Another MAC matchup here tonight between Afton and Bainbridge Guilford. This is set to be a good one after our girls' contest. Kick things off here on Doubleheader Friday. The BG Lady Bobcats defeating Afton 64-23. Megan Palmateer with 20 points. Abby Selfridge with 14. Corey Thornton with 14. And Jill Canestra with 10 for BG. On the other side, Shakari Koss had 12 to lead Afton. So a big win here tonight for BG. The boys trying to make it 2-for-2. This should be a great matchup here tonight. We saw BG last week. Trevor Hallequist came alive in the second half to help the BG Bobcats come back and knock off the Franklin Purple Devils. Sean Jones was a force in that game for BG. He'll be a load to handle here tonight. On the other side for Afton, haven't seen them this year on CDO, but we know that Kyle Hinman, he's a senior. He stands 6'3", heck of a ball player. Can go inside, use that height, and a heck of a three-point shooter as well. He is averaging over 20 points a game and is probably the best player on this Afton team. Joe Devona is going to be their point guard, an excellent guy, went to States this year for cross country. We know he's going to be in plenty good shape to run around and cause havoc tonight. And Connor Graven-Briggs talked about it earlier in that game last year we did between Afton and Walton, 24 three-pointers between the two schools. Graven-Briggs was in on a lot of those for this Afton club, so he's a guy that can shoot from downtown. And you know, Afton has some good size, and I think we'll present some good challenges tonight here to this BG squad. Again, welcome into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center Tip-Off Show on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Hey, if you have to go out of town for the holidays, Cork has some great rentals. He's added new cars and new minivans, and you can go over there and rent those anytime for the holidays. Maybe you have some family coming in, and they need an extra car in the driveway to get everybody around over to Grandma's house for dinner. Go over to Chambers in O'Hara, and they'll be able to set you up with some great deals on rentals on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Set to be a good one here tonight between BG and Afton. A lot of fun as the crowd really pretty strong here for this quad game today, and that's the reason they do it. You have the two JV games, then the two varsity games that keeps everybody in the same building. The parking lot was packed. If you know the Afton school, when I came in, they were parking cars all the way over by the softball field, which is quite a far ways away from the gym, that's for sure, just because they were trying to fit as many people as possible in here for tonight's contest. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for the national anthem and the starting lineups between Bainbridge Guilford and Afton. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Delhi sports, canoe regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Second game of our doubleheader Friday. Here the girls was first, and now the second game here tonight. Live from Afton Central School, it's BG and Afton. Let's get you our starting lineups here as part of our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. First for the visiting team, the BG Bobcats. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. It says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They start number 5, a sophomore, Trevor Halliquist. A junior, number 14, Zach Wiemann. A junior, number 20, Sean Jones. A junior, number 24, Tyler Johnson. And a senior, number 34, Alex DeGroat. Head coach is Greg Warren. And DeGroat hit that foul shot the other night here when they took on Franklin and won 43-42 in that game we had on CDO. It was great. Now for the home team tonight, the Afton Crimson Knights. They're in the white uniforms with the black and the red trim here tonight. Says Afton in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. A junior, number 2, Keith Ives. A freshman, number 4, Gage Youngs. A senior, number 15, Joe Devona. A senior, number 24, Connor Graven Briggs. And the big man, 6'3", a senior, number 40, Kyle Hinman. Head coach is Dick Winans here for Afton. So we'll get set for the fifth and final game of the week here. Did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the girls' game before this, and now the guys' game to get things going. Looks like Hinman for Afton will jump it up and Jones for BG as Afton will go right to left in the white uniforms and BG left to right in the dark navy blue. Set to get underway. Good crowd here tonight from Afton. We'll keep you updated on that Sydney and Green score. CDO is your home for local high school sports as Afton will win the opening tip. 2-3 zone for BG to start. Here's Connor Graven Briggs. Finds Joe Devona top of the key. Devona for Ives. Back for Connor Graven Briggs. Thought about a three. Back out for Devona. So they work it around. 15 on the shot clock. Graven Briggs. Good shot, but it clanks off the back rim. Devona with a long rebound to start it off here for Afton. Into the corner now. Thought about the shot there was Gage. Young's just a freshman. Tipped away, though, by Halliquist. He's off to the races. Halliquist gets it to go. The steal and the finish for Trevor Halliquist. BG takes an early 2-0 lead. Hinman down the left side. Wants to drive to the hoop. Now kicks it back out for Connor Graven Briggs. To the top of the key for Devona. 2-0 lead early on for BG off a steal and a finish from Halliquist. Here's Devona setting up the offense. It looks like Afton ready to just burn some clock. They want long possession. Hinman lost it. Halliquist, his second steal. Fakes, goes to the tin, and couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. He's coming back a little gingerly there, but then jumps back into the play. A steal right back from Sean Jones, and he puts it home. Afton had got the rebound off the Hallequist missed, and then Jones stole it back and put it home. He's got 2 points. So it's a 4-0 lead for BG over Afton with 6:40 to go first quarter. Afton working it around against the 2-3 zone. Connor Graven Briggs to Joe DeBona, top of the key. Not many gaps to be had there as the ball is over on the far side as Afton goes right to left. Front of the BG bench. Here's DeBona. Quick reversal for Graven Briggs. Down low for Hinman. Turnaround jumper. Got it. Silky smooth for Hinman. I'm sure that's the first of many tonight for Afton. It's 4-2. 6:15 to go in the first quarter. And Hinman is at the middle position there at the foul line of this. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone to come out. And now a steal for Afton. First time they've had a chance to set up on defense. And boy, 1-3-1 can be difficult to play against. 2 minutes into the first quarter, it's 4-2. BG on top of on top of the home team, the Afton Crimson Knights. Good pass down low, and a reverse layup is up and in. Nice job there for Gage Youngs, his first 2 points, and the freshman gets on the board, standing 6'1". 5:45 to go first quarter. We're tied up at 4. Hallequist to the right side, gets it for Jones. High post, they kick it back out. Wiemit finds Johnson. Johnson to Hallequist, skips it across the top of the zone here. Jones wants to go baseline. This one off the rim, no good. Coming down with it is DeGroat for BG. And he dribbled it on the end line and out of play. So we're tied up at 4. Afton gets the ball back with 5.5 to go first quarter. DeVona will bring it up the floor. Bounce pass to the far side for Keith Ives. Ives is there, lost it for a second, and now back up for Connor Graven Briggs. Thought about a 3. Pump fakes, brings it back down. Afton loves this 3 ball, especially with Connor Graven Briggs. 3 ball far side, rims out, rebound, up and in. Good putback there by Gage Youngs, and he has 4 points. And Afton, after being down 4-0, now leads 6-4. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. There's DeGroat on the left side, keeping that ball high as he stands about 6'3". Gets it back up for Hallequist from downtown. He dials long distance. He's got 5, and it's 7-6. 4:45 to go, first quarter. For Graven Briggs, top of the key. Little give and go with DeVona, who cuts through the paint with 4:40 to go, first quarter. 7-6. BG on top of Afton on 5 points from Trevor Hallequist as he just buried a 3. And to the left side, Afton being patient. Shot clock is down to 15. Dribble drive here for DeVona. Back out. He wants to take the 3 ball now. Straight away, shot can't get it to go. Ball is loose, and DeGroat comes down with the basketball, and now BG looking to push. Hallequist will put on the brakes on the left side and looks to set up the offense. Does look like a 1-3-1 zone. DeGroat, little dribble drive, couldn't get to go, and Hinman skies for the rebound. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, it's 7-6. DeVona brings it down the floor, top of the key. Passes over to the right wing side in front of the BG bench. And now Graven Briggs trying with the bounce pass to get it to the high post there for Hinman. Little miscommunication, didn't see it coming. Out of bounds and goes back to Bainbridge-Guilford. It's 7-6, BG on top of Afton. Our boys' game is the nightcap here on the road tonight at Afton Central School. Should be a great contest between these two. Hallequist for 3. That one rims out, hit the rim twice. And Hinman gets the rebound. And he's off to the races. Little 3-on-2 break. Hinman to the rack. Can't get it to go. Johnson with the rebound. And now BG will slow it down. Johnson to Jones and back off to Hallequist, who brings it up the floor. For Jones, right side. Jones, top of the key. Now for Johnson, who's not afraid as a big guy to go out. He's about 6'4". Lost the handle, though. And DeVona now off to the races. We know he can run. Went to states this year for a combined Afton and Harpersville program in cross country. 3:10 to go, first quarter. 7-6 is the score. BG on top of the home team, the Afton Crimson Knights. DeVona back for Connor Graven Briggs. 3 ball. That one looked good, and it is. Silky smooth there for Graven Briggs. Gets it to go. His first buck of the night. And it's 9-7. Afton takes the lead. Connor Graven Briggs, the senior, standing 5'11", wearing number 24. 2:50 to go, first quarter. BG down by 2. Entry into the high post now to the left wing corner for DeGroat. And they skip it back up for Wiemit. Now for Hallequist, for Jones. Forces the jumper. Can't get it to go. Ball is loose. Afton will fight for it, but on the floor is Jones. You are not going to outscrap Sean Jones, I tell you that much. Ball is loose on the floor. He's going to go for it. Kicks it back for Hallequist. 3 ball, no good. Afton back the other way with Keith Ives. Ives slips it for DeVona. Dribble drive, jumper, floater, no good. And Jones another rebound. 2:15 to go in the first. It's 9-7. Afton on top of BG. Boys MAC action tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. The jumper there from DeGroat, no good. Here comes Briggs down the floor, left side. Trying to go to the hole, lost the handle. but gets it back and into the left corner. Wants another three. Graven Briggs. This one rims around. Looks like a Harlem Globetrotter shot, then popped out. Goes out of bounds and back to the navy blue and the white of BG. Kyle Rideout checking in now. We saw a lot of him the other night against Franklin. Did a great job. A junior will bring it up the floor now. That allows Hallequist, who was bringing it up before, to go over to the left wing. They quickly get it to him in front of the Afton bench as BG goes left to right. Back out for Rideout. Sean Jones, three ball. This one off the mark. No good, and a rebound for Afton. Devona looking to run with a minute 40 to go, first quarter. Down the right wing. Kicks it out. Jumper for Afton is no good there for Keith Ives. Ball loose on the floor. BG will come away with Hallequist. And now he gets the outlet pass to Kyle Rideout. Quick moving first quarter here, folks. 9-7 is the score. As Afton is on top of Bainbridge-Guilford here in the nightcap of our doubleheader. Girls were first with BG defeating Afton. Now we're into the boys' contest. Shot is up here from Jones. No good. Hinman the rebound for Afton. And he leads the locomotive ahead. Can't get it to go, and he's fouled with 1:10 to go in this first quarter. Kyle Hinman, he's 6'3". He can play outside. He can run the floor. You got to think there's a place for him in college basketball somewhere, probably junior college, D3 level, but certainly a talented guy who puts in the time in the off season. Didn't play football this year, wanted to concentrate on basketball, and so far it has really paid off for him as he has had a heck of a start to the season. 1:10 to go, first quarter. Passes into Hinman. Lost it, though. Couldn't quite hold on, and BG will come away. It was tipped by Jones. And now Rideout will walk it up the floor over the Afton Central logo at half court, but he'll travel as he tried to get the pass to the right side. Just took one too many steps. 1 minute to go, first quarter. 9-7 is the score. Thanks for joining us. It's been a great day of doubleheader basketball live from Afton. Good rivalry, as always, between BG and the Crimson Knights here of Afton. Skipping it across the zone as Afton goes right to left. They pass down low, but the shot is short from Hinman. Back the other way comes Bainbridge-Guilford. Right out, down the floor to the right side. Puts on the brakes. Now works it inside for Jones, but Devona was right there and tipped it away. 41 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 9-7 still. Afton on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. They quickly get it into Hallequist, right side. Picks up his dribble, back out for right out with 35 ticks left on the clock. Inside now for DeGroat, turnaround shot, and he was stripped by Devona. Devona will walk it up the floor. About a five-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Game clock is down to 25, shot clock at 30. Devona, top of the key, right side. Now for Connor Graven-Briggs and his brother Michael Graven-Briggs on the other side as they continue to work it around, moving that ball. Excellent ball movement here for the Crimson Knights. Devona to the left side will have a whistle, a foul down low. No, a three-second call. Three-second call on Brett Hubbard, who had just checked into the game for Afton. Got caught camping out in the lane. He pitched a tent in there, and the Zebra crew caught him. 5 seconds to go. Bainbridge brings it down, right out. Gets it inside for DeGroat. Wants it back out for Hallequist. Deep three at the buzzer. No good. End of one here in Afton. And the Crimson Knights lead Bainbridge-Guilford 9-7. Second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away. Your electric water heater. Listen. That's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Just a score from up Route 7. Halftime in Sydney, and the Warriors lead Green 20-15 there in that boys' MAC contest. Started the second quarter here in Afton, and it's 9-7. The Crimson Knights on top of the visiting BG Bobcats. Again, 9-7. Afton with the ball going right to left. Michael Graven-Briggs feeds it for his brother, Connor Graven-Briggs, and for Joe Devona on the far side. Good competitive, quick-moving contest here from Afton. 7:35 to go, second quarter. Our halftime report will be brought to you by Mirabito coming up after this second quarter. And now for Michael Graven-Briggs to Connor Graven-Briggs. Three ball again, his second one of the night, top of the key. He's got six, and Afton leads 12-7 with 7:20 to go in this second quarter. Here's Hallequist to the right side for Jones. Finds Devona. And now back out for Hallequist. Three ball no good. And Graven-Briggs with the rebound. This is Connor Graven-Briggs. Afton leads 12-7. And he'll take it right to the tin. A little finger roll in the paint. No good. Rebound there by Wiemet of BG. Down the left side here for Rideout. Rideout for Hallequist. He wants to slow it down. Now he says let's speed it back out. Rideout for three. This one no good. And Hinman with the rebound. And the Crimson Knights are looking to run. Connor Graven-Briggs finds Michael Graven-Briggs. Gets it into the paint. Here is Hubbard with the jumper. That one's off the mark. No good. And Sean Jones skies for the rebound. Hinman wanted it on that whole possession, but then couldn't get it over in the corner. They couldn't work it to him. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Jones finds DeGroat. Turnaround shot in the paint, up and under. Off the mark, no good. Off Devona's hands, but he comes down with it. Now a long outlet pass to Michael Graven-Briggs. Good jump stop there, and the right-handed layup, no good. Hinman picks up the loose change. He can't get the shot off. Thought he was fouled, and now we'll have a whistle. 6:15 to go, second quarter. 12-7 is the score. Afton on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll have a foul and now a timeout. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll find out about that foul when we come back. I'm Nate Lull. Again, 12-7. Afton leads BG on CDO Sports.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fresh out of a timeout, and Afton will get the ball in, and Connor Graven-Briggs with a right-handed layup makes it 14-9 with 5.5 to go here, second quarter. BG back the other way. Hallequist for three. Can't dial it in. We'll have a whistle. So 5:26 to go, second quarter. Connor Graven-Briggs gets that layup to go to give Afton a 14-9 lead. So a five-point lead here for the Crimson Knights, a fast-moving contest. And a score from up Route 7 at the half. It's 20-15, Sydney boys on top of Green. Two very good teams in the MAC doing battle up there tonight in Sydney. We'll keep you updated on the score there. So 20-15 at the half in Sydney. BG now will steal a pass with Wiemet ahead for Sean Jones down the right side. Jones with the ball, and we'll leave it back over here to Trevor Hallequist. Hallequist left side in the paint. Back out for DeGroat. Little dribble drive. The big man taking it to the 10. Can't get the finger roll to go. Tried to kiss it off the glass. Ball tipped out of bounds, but will stay with the Bobcats. 5 minutes to go until halftime. It's 14-9. Afton on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. In case you're just joining us, it's Doubleheader Friday. The BG girls defeating the Afton girls in our first game at 6 o'clock. And it's the second quarter of our boys' game right now. Sean Jones for three for Bainbridge-Guilford. Off the mark, no good. Tipped out of bounds and back to Afton. Afton leading BG 14-9. BG's going to come with a full-court press here, a 2-2-1. And they get the ball in to Joe Devona, easily breaking the press there. Nicely designed press break. Afton back the other way, and a foul now on Gage Youngs. Pete Wiemet goes to the defensive position, and it looked like he was straight up. And Gage Youngs was in a tough spot there. He had really no options. He tried to shoot and was fouled, and he'll go to the line. Three team fouls on Bainbridge and one on Afton. First shot coming for the lefty, Gage Youngs, And he'll miss that one. He's just a freshman. Good size, though. 6'1" for being a freshman and a lefty. Always nice to have a lefty on your squad. Second shot up and good for Gage Youngs, and he has 5 points. So Connor Graven Briggs has 8, and Youngs has 5 for Afton, and Hinman has 2. Here's Hallequist with BG trailing 15-9. Nice backdoor pass. Beautiful dish there from Hallequist to Jones. Jones puts it in. He's got 4 points. 15-11 is the score. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Afton on top by 4. Michael Graven Briggs, left-handed layup, can't get it to go. Did everything but finish. And here's Hallequist trying to get BG back in this game, trailing by 4. Here's Sean Jones, pull-up jumper off the front rim, no good. And Connor Graven Briggs with the rebound for Afton down the right side. Puts on the brakes. And now we'll leave it back out for Joe Devona. Connor Graven Briggs, a big unit. It's only 5'11", but he is solid. Steps up for 3, off the back rim, no good. Has a silky-looking shot. That one wouldn't go down, but he's got 2 3 balls already tonight. So 15-11, still the score, 3:50 to go before the halftime break. Here's DeGroat left side. Passes down low for Tyler Johnson, and the big man lost the handle. Guess who? Connor Graven Briggs leading the break all the way to the 10. Left-handed layup, no good. Tried the finger roll, and both teams struggling with some of those chippies inside. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Down low for Johnson. His left-handed layup no good. And Afton with another rebound. It's really turned into a running race here, folks, with Devona back the other way. Afton going right to left there in the home white uniforms with the black and the red trim. BG's in the navy blue and the white. Jumper for Afton for Devona. Left side no good. Rebound for DeGroat. Stolen right back on the outlet pass by Graven Briggs. He can't get it to go. Boy, it's the tale of the missed layups here tonight so far in this second quarter, as Afton can't get that one to go down, and BG has missed a bunch too. 3:07 to go, second quarter. 15-11 is the score. Afton on top of visiting BG. Afton looking to get the ball in. They'll go right inside to Brandon Latorre. Fresh off the bench, he puts it home. Latorre just muscled his way inside, puts it up and in, so he'll go to the line. Afton opens up a 17-11 lead with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Latorre, we know, an excellent football player on the offense and defensive line this year for Harpersville Afton, a team that did very, very well and made it to the playoffs before falling to Walton. First shot is up and good for Brandon Latorre. He completes the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 18-11. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. BG trying to get back in it with Sean Jones and Trevor Hallequist. Inside for DeGroat. Turnaround jumper. Almost, but no good. Off the front rim. Did everything but finish. And Afton walks up the floor here with the junior Keith Ives to the left side for Devona. Devona steps in and now will pass over to the far side here for Hinman, only with 2 points. Tries to go back to Devona, stolen away by Sean Jones and stripped at the last minute by Devona, but it will stay with BG. Sean Jones always looking for that steal, for that rebound, for that scrappy play, and he stole one there. Brought it down and couldn't get the shot off before it was tipped out of bounds. They run an inbounds play for Sean Jones. Lost his footing. Everybody goes tumbling to the floor. Ball out of bounds. No call. Except for the possession to go back to Afton. Everybody took a spill on that one before the ball went out of bounds. 2.5 to go before halftime. 18-11 is the score. Devona up the floor right side. Devona taking it all the way. Leaves it off for Hinman. Jump stop and he's fouled. Couldn't get the layup to go. Beautiful little, almost alley-oop, I would say. Left it up there for Hinman, but as he went up for the layup, he got hammered, so he goes to the line. 2:23 to go, second quarter. Afton leads BG 18-11, and Hinman to the line for 2. Hinman wearing number 40, 6'3". If you get a chance, folks, and you have a chance to watch Afton this year, he's worth the price of admission. First shot off the rim for Hinman. That's the curse of the broadcaster right there. You talk about how good they are, they're going to miss the foul shot. Second one coming here for Hinman. But he really is worth it, folks. Go check him out sometime. Second shot is good. So Hinman has 3. 2:20 to go, second quarter. It's 19-11. Bainbridge-Guilford with the ball in front of the Afton bench, and the navy blue and the white going left to right. Here is DeGroat. Beautiful backdoor pass on the bounce, but Afton just gets there in time. But DeGroat steals it back. Jumper is good. Alex DeGroat, his first 2 points tonight. He's got 2. 19-13. 6-point lead for Afton over visiting BG with 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. And now a traveling violation on Devona. He knew it. He was looking for the bounce pass there to Brandon Latorre. And he just took that extra little shuffle step. 1:58 to go in this second quarter, and BG will walk it up the floor here with Sean Jones on the right side. Bounce pass inside, stripped away there by Keith Ives. Ball loose on the floor. Ives passing ahead, but he's fouled. 1:49 to go in this second quarter. It's 19-13, and this will be the fifth team foul on Bainbridge-Guilford, only one on Apton. So they will inbounds directly in front of our broadcast view here at midcourt. Great setup here at Apton, and they take great care of us, too. Want to make sure we say thank you for that later on tonight in our postgame show. They just have everything all set for us whenever we come here, and it's a great view to be right at half court. 1:35 to go, second quarter. Devona now for Hinman in the left corner as Apton goes right to left. Good ball movement here, working the shot clock down to 15. Here's Devona. Finds Hinman at the right block. Turn around, little floater off the mark, no good. And Hallequist goes in and picks up a rebound with 1:15 to go before the halftime break. Hallequist finds Jones inside for DeGroat. Muscles his way down low. Swatted out of bounds there by Hinman. 1:11 to go before the end of the second quarter, and Hinman with a big-time block right there. Jones is going to inbound the pass here, gets it to DeGroat. He goes right back up and under. DeGroat makes him pay. He got blocked, but he gets the last laugh to put it in. It's 19-15 with a minute to go before the halftime break. Up the floor here for Devona, and the press comes from BG, and Dick Winans wants a timeout to talk to his guys. 58 seconds to go before halftime. It's 19-15. Apton on top of BG. We'll be right back on CDO.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's, friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Fresh out of the timeout, and Trevor Hallequist just nails a three-pointer for BG, so it's 19-18. Literally, as we were just coming back, Hallequist let one go and put it down, so it's 19-18. 10 seconds to go, second quarter, and a traveling violation here against Apton. So the lead is down to one for the Crimson Knights. But a tight ball game here, 19-18. Hallequist with 8 points to lead Bainbridge-Guilford on 2 3-pointers. And then that little two-pointer he got to go as well. So 9.9 seconds left here, second quarter. Hallequist will bring it up the floor, and that last shot was deep. Hallequist for Jones, right side, wants the dribble drive. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled with 4.4 to go. So Sean Jones will go to the line. So BG was down as many as 6. And they've crawled back into it here and have a chance to maybe take the lead going into the halftime break. They trail by 1-19-18. And Jones to the line here. Sean Jones with 4 points so far for Bainbridge-Guilford. First shot up and in. He's got 5. He won our Outstanding Offense Award the other night. Actually, no, it was our All-Purpose Award the other night when BG walked away with a 43-42 victory at home against Franklin. Second shot up and in for Jones, so he's got 6. And BG takes a 20-19 lead with 4.4 seconds to go, second quarter. Let's see if Apton is able to get it up the floor quickly. BG's going to call off the dogs on the press. Apton lets it come up the floor with Connor Graven Briggs. They're going to chuck up a half quarter, and that's going to be no good. And there's still going to be 0.4 seconds to go in the second quarter. Connor Graven Briggs let that one roll up the floor. BG came up on him, and he just quickly picked it up and had not a lot of time and just chucked it. Now BG will have a chance to maybe try to get a full-court shot. They chuck it down the floor to DeGroat, and they'll run out of time. That's our halftime score, 20-19. BG on top at the half. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Great game here. It's going to be a fun second half. Make sure you stay tuned, folks. Again, at the half, BG leads Afton 20-19 in boys action. It's our nightcap here of our doubleheader Friday. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Morabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Morabito. Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by, or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. It's halftime here live from Afton. 20-19 the score. BG with a little bit of a run there at the end of the third quarter. They were down 19-13. Trevor Hallequist with a three. Sean Jones with a couple of foul shots. Gives BG the lead 20-19 at the halftime break. Welcome into our Morabito Energy Report. Our halftime report, of course, brought to you by Morabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And let's go through our scoring summary. First four visiting Bainbridge-Guilford. 8 points for Trevor Hallequist. Came right out, nailed a three to start the contest, nailed another three late in that second quarter, a couple of foul shots as well. So Trevor Hallequist with 8 points. Sean Jones with six, including two foul shots right at the end of the quarter, which was really a big key there to give BG the lead. Let's see, Alex DeGroat with four. Kyle Rideout with three here for BG at the halftime break. For Afton on the other side, Connor Graven-Briggs with two big three-pointers. He has 8 points to lead the way. Five for Gage Youngs, three for Brandon Latore, and three for Kyle Hinman. Hinman has been involved quite a bit, but just hasn't been able to get the shots to fall. That has been the story here in the first half for him, as he's going to get his touches, he's going to get his points, just has to find a way to get the ball in the basket, that's for sure. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Getting a little colder outside right now. Might want to call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Some other scores to pass along. Up in Sydney, it's the Sydney boys leading Green 20-15 at the half, although I just have another update coming in as we speak. It looks like it's going to be the end of the third quarter. Take a look at this here, folks. Sydney and Green, a very tough matchup here. Sydney leading 28-22 after three quarters up the road at Sydney High School. So a low-scoring game between two very high-quality boys MAC teams. So 28-22, Sydney boys leading after three quarters there. So that's an excellent contest. Another score to pass along, Delhi girls leading on the road at Unadilla Valley 22-12 at the halftime break there. And, of course, our first game here tonight was the BG Lady Bobcats defeating Afton as part of our doubleheader Friday here on CDO. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the second half, our halftime score, BG 20, Afton 19, a boys contest to finish out our five games and four nights week of basketball here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks, live from Afton High School boys contest here. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, 20-19. The score at the break, BG leading Afton in a very tight contest. Trevor Hallequist with 8 points, Sean Jones with 6 for BG. On the other side for Afton, 8 points for Connor Graven Briggs, 3 for Kyle Hinman, 5 for Gage Youngs. Young is a 6'1" freshman. Very impressive so far here for head coach Dick Winans. And I think Afton and BG fit right into the middle part of the MAC this year. There's some really quality teams. Sydney, Unadilla Valley, Delhi, Green. I think that fifth spot is wide open right now and could maybe be a team that sneaks into the top four. You look at a team like BG, look at a team like Afton, they get hot on any given night. They could certainly hit some three-pointers and beat anybody in the league. They're a team that you can't just sleep on. So that is kind of the story, I think, at this point in the season. You look at BG, they went down the other night to Delhi and lost by 10. But they hit a couple more shots in a night like that. You know, they might be able to get that done. And talking to some of the Delhi guys when I was over there on Wednesday, they said, BG played really, really well. They're not going to be a pushover. So, you know, it's a possibility that BG and Afton are going to maybe sneak into that top four. Really all depends. But right now, the way I look at it, top four has to be Sydney, Delhi, UV, and Green, just some really high-quality teams. I'm just basing that off of some guys who are coming back from last year. All those teams are returning a lot of players. Of course, Sydney lost a lot from their senior class from last year, a lot of leadership, but they're off to a great start. They just have such a deep bench. We'll see who wins that contest tonight up there between Sydney and Green. That should be a lot of fun as Sydney leads 28-22 with three quarters in the books. All right, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back, get you started for the third quarter as it's 20-19. BG on top of Afton at the half on the road. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter live from Apton Central School. 20-19 is the score as we get underway here in the second half. Apton with the ball going left to right there in the home white uniforms with the black and red trim. It says Apton in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. BG's in the road, navy blue with the white trim. Says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of their chest. Here's Hinman with a jumper left side as the shot clock was expiring. No good. Hallequist with the rebound as BG goes right to left. Another quick update. 2 minutes left in that Sydney boys game, and Green has come back to take the lead 32-30. So we'll get a final score for you there in just a couple of minutes, but Sydney was up 28-22. So we'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard there. Here's Trevor Hallequist for three. Downtown, he got it. Hallequist has 11, and BG leads 23-19 here in Apton. Devona down the floor left side. And now a carry is called on Devona. He's trying to hide that one from the referee, but good job by the Zebra crew to catch that there. 23-19 the score. We're 1 minute into the third quarter, and Hallequist has come out of the locker room hot, nailing that three in the right corner. Hallequist now, top of the key, finding Wiemit, long jumper off the front rim, no good, that was a line drive that wouldn't go down. And here is Keith Ives down the right side, his layup is off the mark, no good, partially blocked there by Hallequist, he'll bring it up the floor, 6:40 to go, third quarter, 23-19, BG on top of Apton. Hallequist with an entry pass to the high post, gets it down low, Tyler Johnson, no good, Wiemit picks up the loose change and gets it to go. Zach Wiemit puts it down, and he has 4 points here for Bainbridge. 25-19 is the score with 6:20 to go in the third, and now the ball tipped out of bounds and will stay with Apton. So I would say that the Crimson Knights need a bucket on this possession. That's for sure going left to right. Here's Devona. Picks up the dribble, finds Connor Graven Briggs. This would be a timely time for one of his threes. Devona back for Ives for Devona. Looking at the high post here, but Hinman is closely guarded by Jones. 2 minutes into the third quarter, it's 25-19. BG on top of Apton, a six-point lead. Biggest one of the night here for Bainbridge Guilford. Connor Graven-Briggs, three ball off the back rim, no good. Apton trying to track it down, but they can't. Keith Ives diving towards the out-of-bounds line, but couldn't get there in time. And BG now looking to open up this lead with 5:50 to go, third quarter. And Hallequist will bring it down as BG goes right to left. Hallequist finds DeGroat. Back up for Wiemit to the far side for Hallequist. Closely guarded here in this defense by Apton. Back out for Jones. His three ball is no good. Hinman trying to rip down the rebound. Wiemit beat him to it. Now there's Johnson, lost the handle, and Apton is off to the races as they go left to right. Ahead for Connor Graven-Briggs. Goes back outside the three-point line. Finds Devona, but a foul here on Bainbridge Guilford. With 5:25 to go in the third, this will be a first foul of the second half on either side. This one will go against Trevor Hallequist. 5:25 to go in the third. It's 25-19. Devona at the top of the key now, setting things up for Apton. Finds Connor Graven-Briggs. Back up for Devona. Stripped there by Hallequist at half court. Finds Jones. Good hustle play. Jones ahead, but he's fouled, and everybody goes piling into the mats behind the basket by the wall. 25-19 is the score with 5:17 to go in this third quarter. Hallequist with a gutsy steal, passed it ahead there for Jones, who got absolutely rocked as he went up for the layup. So Jones with 6 points will go to the charity stripe here, looking to add to it. That's in. Jones with seven. Second shot coming. They've actually added 3 seconds back onto the clock, so 5:20 to go, third quarter. Second shot for Jones is short. Connor Graven-Briggs picks up the loose change, a little behind-the-back dribble to bring it up the floor. Gets into the paint, little floater for Connor Graven-Briggs. He's got it. 10 points for Connor Graven-Briggs, and it's 26-21. Afton trying to stick around there. First bucket of the second half. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Entry pass for Wiemet. Back out for Jones. Skips it across. Hallequist dials long distance. No good. Knocked away and tipped out of bounds. And will stay with Bainbridge-Guilford as Jones was chasing that one down. 4:56 to go in the third. 26-21 the score. Jones skips it across again for Hallequist on the inbounds pass. Hallequist looks over for head coach Greg Warren. Gets a play. Passes off for Jones on the right side. Still a 1-3-1 zone here for Afton, but BG has dealt with it well. DeGroat on the baseline, and he's blocked there by DeVona. 4:42 to go in the third. It's 26-21. We will keep an eye on the out-of-town score, too, as it was last check, Green 32, Sydney 30, in that boys' game up in Sydney. 4:42 to go, third quarter. Here in Afton, BG is on top, 26-21. Hallequist with the inbounds pass, takes his time to the right side. Here for Bainbridge-Guilford, finds Jones. Entry pass for Johnson at the right block. Back out for Jones, three ball, got it, swish. Nothing but net. Put the star on top of the tree there for Sean Jones. As he's got 10 points, he's into double figures. Back the other way, Connor Graven-Briggs counts the bucket, and he's fouled. Connor Graven-Briggs with 12. He just sprinted down the left side, took it all the way to the rim, did not stop, and was fouled. He'll go to the line. So BG is going to have to find a way to try to contain Connor Graven-Briggs. He's the one keeping Afton in this game at the moment. Hinman only with 3 points. Got to get him involved if you're Afton. First shot for Connor Graven-Briggs. Up and off the front rim, no good. And a rebound for BG. They've done a good job controlling the boards. It's 29-23 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Hallequist sets up the offense here for Bainbridge-Guilford with Johnson, and now back to Hallequist. Standing about half court. Entry pass to the high post. They kick it back out for Hallequist. Now for Johnson. Turnaround shot blocked by Hinman. We met with the rebound. And they thought he was fouled there. Ball loose on the floor. BG gets it back. Johnson back out for Hallequist. Gets into the paint. Little floater is good. Trevor Hallequist with 13 now. And BG comes into the press. That 2-2-1 once again. DeVona looking to break it to the left side. And they'll get it up the floor. Afton looking to set up the offense. They trail 31-23. Now let's see what happens here. There's going to be a call by the officials. Wiemet was tied up with DeVona. It looks like Wiemet might have a little cut on the eyebrow, so he's going to have to get subbed out. And Kyle Rideout will come in. Good eyes there by the Zebra Crew to catch that. So he's going to have to go over and talk to the medical staff here for BG, get that all taken care of. 3:35 to go in the third. A jumper is off the mark. No good. 31-23 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford having a big third quarter here as they lead. Hallequist again setting up the offense with 3:25 to go in the third. Finds Rideout. Done a good job off the bench tonight. Gets it for DeGroat. Back out for Rideout and a traveling violation as DeGroat just slipped a little bit. If you're Afton here, you got to try to get something on this possession. Keep in this ball game. They get it to DeVona. Find Connor Graven-Briggs. He's safely across the timeline into the left side in front of the Afton bench. He has 12 to lead the Crimson Knights. Ball loose on the floor as he gave it up. Jump ball is going to give it right back to the Bobcats with 3:08 to go in this third quarter. 31-23 the score. Now they're just waiting to actually clean up a little spot on that floor over there where I believe Wiemet had the cut. Just making sure everything is all clean and safe over there. It appears it is. 3:08 to go in the third. It's 31-23, and Afton now will go to the bench. Checking in is Michael Graven-Briggs, brother of Connor Graven-Briggs. 3:05 to go in this third quarter as Keith Ives will take a seat here for the Crimson Knights. Here's DeGroat with a running jumper. He got it to go, and DeGroat has 6 points. 33-23, biggest lead of the night here for BG. Connor Graven-Briggs again leaves it off and cannot get that one to Hinman. Back the other way here for Hallequist. All the way to the bucket. Can't get it to go on the left-handed layup. Got his own rebound but was stepping on the end line and gives it back to Afton. 2:44 to go, third quarter. BG leads 33-23, and BG will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Again, 33-23, BG has jumped out to a 10-point lead here on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Afton gets the ball down the floor, and a shot here is not going to be counted as Brett Hubbard traveled as he let that one go. 2:36 to go in the third. It's 33-23 BG on top of Afton. And folks, up in Sydney, it's tied up 36-36 with 30 seconds left between Green and the Sydney boys. So we will get you that score in just a minute for the final outcome there, and a great boys' MAC contest tonight up in Sydney. Good one on our hands here as well in Afton. 33-23 the score. BG on top of Afton. It was a one-point game at the half. BG was ahead 20-19. And at one point in the second quarter, Afton was ahead by six. So the Bobcats now will inbounds in front of our broadcast table here at midcourt, and Hallequist will bring it up over the Afton Central logo at midcourt. They get it to Rideout outside the three-point line. Dribble drive, kicks it back out for Wiemann, who's back in the game after getting that cut taken care of. Leaves it for Sean Jones, and he is stopped on the baseline but is fouled. 2:19 to go, third quarter, 33-23 the score, and Jones will inbounds underneath the bucket here for the BG Bobcats. Looking to set up the play. They have it underneath, off the glass, too hard, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. And looks like it will go to Afton. That was a tough one. Could have really gone either way. BG is going to stick with this press with 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Afton gets it in. They find Joe Devona, the trusty point guard, will bring it up the floor. Devona at half court finds Michael Graven Briggs, and now back to Devona. Finds Hubbard on the left side, down low for Hinman. Got to get him involved, up and in. Kyle Hinman with 5 points. That could be the spark right there that the Crimson Knights need. It's 33-25 with 1:55 to go in this third quarter. BG up the floor with Sean Jones. Jones inside for Wiemann. Back out for Jones, finds Hallequist. He fell down as he let that pass go. Not sure if he was pushed or tripped. Bounced right back up, though. Appears to be okay. Jones with 15 on the shot clock, down low. Finds Johnson, too tall, off the board. Blocked by Hinman on the putback, and now we'll have a whistle. Boy, it looked like Hinman had excellent position there to try to block that shot, but they're going to call the foul on it with 1:34 to go in this third quarter. It's 33-25, and they are going to send Zach Wiemann to the line here for Bainbridge Guilford. So they'll say that he got the rebound, went back up, and was fouled by Hinman with 1:34 to go in this third quarter. Wiemann can't get it to go. 33-25 remains the score. Afton chipping away, trying to get back in this ball game. Second one coming from Wiemann. This one is in. So Zach Wiemann now with 5 points. And Afton trails 34-25 deep in this third quarter in the second half. Devona to the left side brings it up the floor. Sets up the offense against this pesky 2-3 zone that has been all over. Very active guards up on top. Back for Devona. Three ball. Got it to go. Joe Devona from the top of the key. His first points, and boy, they were very timely. He cuts it to 34-28 with a minute 10 to go in this third quarter, and now the pass from Hallequist for Tyler Johnson, the junior wearing number 24. No good off his hands, and BG will take a timeout. 1:11 to go, third quarter, 34-28. We'll check that Sydney score for you as well. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Well, we got that update from up in Sydney, and it's the Green Boys with a three-pointer at the buzzer to win. Jordan Harrington hits it, and Green defeats Sydney on the road 39-36 in the MAC. Wow, absolutely unbelievable. Great game between those two teams, and Jordan Harrington for Green nails a three at the buzzer to win 39-36. So that is your boys' score from up in Sydney. Here in Afton, it's 34-28 with 1:05 to go in this third quarter, and Devona will bring it up the floor as Afton trails BG at home. Afton setting it up here. They're in the white with the red and the black trim. Devona to the far side, and he's fouled hard there by Weeman with under a minute to go in this third quarter. So Afton trying to chip away. They're trailing by six. This would be another great time for Devona to step up, hit a three, or to try to get Hinman involved. Hinman only with five here tonight, a guy that's averaging right around 20 points. BG has done a nice job to shut him down. Devona finds Michael Gravenbriggs. Now for Hinman, passes down low. Pass is knocked away, though, as he tried to get it to Gage Youngs, and BG will walk it up the floor with 45 seconds to go third quarter. Entry pass for Weeman, and back out for Jones. Now finds Hallequist. Hallequist is willing to burn some clock here. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. They work it back out. Sean Jones downtown. Got it. Big time shot there for Sean Jones. He's got 13. BG leads 37-28. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Michael Gravenbriggs against this press has it knocked out of bounds and will stay with Afton. 23.3 to go in the third quarter. And Kyle Rideout tipped it out of bounds. And it will stay here with Afton. Nick Decker will check in here for BG. As Afton gets it in, they go left to right. Let's see if they can get one final shot off in this third quarter. They're having trouble getting it up the floor. Finally, Devona will break the press, and he's got some numbers. Kicks it back out for Michael Gravenbriggs. Into the corner for Ben Hubbard. Down low here for Hinman. Working. Can't get the layup to go. Went off the bottom of the rim. Here comes Jones with 5 seconds left. All the way to the hoop. Up and in for Sean Jones. He's got 15. That's going to do it for the third quarter. 39-28. BG on top after three. We'll take a quick break. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Afton, folks. And again, in case you're wondering about that Sydney boys score, the Green boys nail a three-pointer at the buzzer, Jordan Harrington, to win 39-36 on the road in MAC play. And that's going to really jam up the standings later in the year, I think, between some of the top teams in the MAC. So we're here to start the fourth quarter, 39-28. Is the score. Again, that score up in Sydney. Green 39 and Sydney 36. As we still have the fourth quarter here to go, Afton trying to get back in. Here's Hinman. Takes it all the way to the rim. Can't get it to go, and he is frustrated here tonight, folks, to start this fourth quarter. 39-28. BG on top. On the road here at Afton. Hallequist with the ball. And now it's stripped away, and Afton off to the races down the left side. But Hallequist comes back, steals it back, but then Hinman takes it from him. Hinman up and under, fouled, and he'll go to the bucket. Gets the bucket and will go to the line. It's 39-30, I believe, with 7:12 to go here in this fourth quarter. They haven't put the bucket up on the board yet. He'll be going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Kyle Hinman for the Apton Crimson Knights. So 7-12 to go in the fourth quarter. They put the 2 points up, so it's a 9-point game, 39-30. BG leading Apton. Hinman with seven, trying to make it eight and make it a 39-31 game. Big foul shot coming for Apton, and it's up and good. So Hinman now has eight. So Connor Graven-Briggs with 12 and Hinman with eight to lead Apton. They trail 39-31. Plenty of time left in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes to go. Here's Sean Jones, and he is fouled and goes sliding out of bounds as he has 15 points to lead BG. He's fouled. So here's a look at the team fouls, folks. Six fouls on Apton in the second half and four for Bainbridge-Guilford. So we'll be shooting sooner than later here, I believe, from Apton Central. Jones underneath the basket will inbound here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Gets it in for Weemitt. Popped out of bounds there. Good defense from Apton's Gage Youngs. So Jones will hit rewind and try to do it again here for BG. Student section getting into it here for the Bobcats on the road. Great rivalry game between BG and Apton. Down low for Jones. Goes up against Hinman. Hinman wins that battle. And here comes Apton down the floor. Up and under. Blocked by Hallequist. Keith Ives thought he had a free right-handed layup, and Hallequist came out of nowhere to send it out of bounds. Great hustle play to get back and block it. 39-31 is the score. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Greg Warren wants to take a timeout, but the officials didn't see him. So BG's going to have to play defense on this one. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Connor Graven-Briggs steps in. Three ball, got it, downtown for Connor Graven-Briggs, and he has 15, and boy, that's just going to fuel the fire there on head coach Greg Warren, because he wanted that timeout, and now things starting to unravel. A steal for Apton, and they trail 39-34. Connor Graven-Briggs with 15, sets up the offense, passes to the far side for Michael Graven-Briggs, down low, and the shot is in, and a traveling violation. Gage Youngs put that one home, but he took the extra step, and so the bucket won't count. Now BG will get their timeout. They lead 39-34, 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks, as we get set in this fourth quarter for more great action live from Apton Central. It's BG 39 and Apton 34. Boy, what a finish. It sounds like up in Sydney. Zach Harrington for Green nails a three at the buzzer, and Green knocks off Sydney 39-36. So a great game up there in Sydney. We got a good one on our hands here down in Apton. Again, BG up 39-34. BG with the ball, and Apton, after the timeout, will take a full-court press. And now the ball is loose at half court. BG will come away with it. Almost looked like Apton was going to get a steal. DeGroat now with it for BG, and he's fouled by Michael Graven-Briggs. 6:17 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. You can go back and listen to our games anytime in our game audio archive, again, courtesy of SFCU. Here's DeGroat at the line. First one coming off the rim, no good for DeGroat. Connor Graven-Briggs picks up the loose change off the rebound. Here's a great chance for Apton. Connor Graven-Briggs all the way to the hole, and he's partially blocked there by DeGroat, and then a foul. Weemitt came in to get the rebound. He got poked in the eye, but was still able to hold on to the basketball, and that brings up a whistle with 6:08 to go, fourth quarter. BG 39, Apton 34. And this is going to be the eighth foul here on Apton in the second half. Four on Bainbridge-Guilford. 39-34 the score with 6:08 to go in the fourth quarter. And to the line here is Zach Weemitt. He's got 5 points, and he had to go out during the third quarter, got poked in the eye, and now he's coming back here with the foul shot. Puts it home. He's got 6 points. I meant to say he went out in the third quarter, had a cut, and just got poked in the eye on that last possession. And he's still finding a way to gut it out here. 40-34 is the score as Weemitt goes to the line trying to make it 2-for-2. It's good. So Weemitt now with 7, and BG leads 41-34. Afton still trying to chip away at this one in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left. Still a lot of time with the way these guys can shoot the three. Connor Graven-Briggs for Michael Graven-Briggs on the left side. Steps in, jumper off the back iron, no good. And Weemitt is right there with the rebound. Bringing it up the floor now is Hallequist. Looks very comfortable this year with the ball in his hands. Looks like wants to be one of the leaders on this team. Hallequist steps in, jumper, he got it. And Hallequist has 15. So Jones and Hallequist each with 15 for Bainbridge. Guilford. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Now a steal by Weemitt. He drives down, and it's blocked out of there by Connor Graven-Briggs. 5:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Great hustle play back by Graven-Briggs to get that block. 43-34 the score with 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here's DeGroat underneath, and he's blocked by Hinman. And now Afton will bring it up the floor. Nice crossover move by Graven-Briggs. Lost the handle, though. It goes flying out of bounds, and then Connor Graven-Briggs went flying through the door over in the corner. Now we'll have a whistle. I think the referees just want to make sure he's okay. Literally saved the ball from going out of bounds and then went piling through one of the doors that you would enter to come through the gym. So we'll have a whistle. Afton's going to take a timeout just to make sure everything's okay here. 43-34. We'll step away for 30 seconds. BG on top of Afton. I'm Nate Lull for CDO Sports.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action live from Afton. Nate Lull with you on CDO. 43-34 the score. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Afton here in the nightcap of our doubleheader. The BG girls winning the first contest against the Afton girls. And the boys here tonight in our second contest with 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. BG will step on the out-of-bounds line on that far side and give the ball right back to Afton with 5:15 to go. So Afton needs one of these timely shots here to try to jump back into this. They trail 43-34. They only trailed by one at the half. They led by as many as six in the first half. There's Connor Graven-Briggs right at half court. Finds Joe DeVona. They got to try to get the ball to Kyle Hinman. That's what I would think. He's only got 8 points. Need to get him into double figures. Connor Graven-Briggs, a three off the mark, no good. Rebound is, again, no good. But a rebound, again, for Afton. They can't get it to go. Hinman still fighting for it. Knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Afton. Briggs missed the shot, and then two rebounds for Hinman, and he couldn't get either to go. So 4:51 to go, fourth quarter. And Michael Graven-Briggs now will inbound the ball. Here for Afton, finds Kyle Hinman. Hinman is just swarmed by Hallequist and Rideout, and they'll take the ball away from him. They find Sean Jones. He's off to the races, and he's blocked by Connor Graven-Briggs. Boy, and those two just went sky high. Jones was looking for the left-handed layup, and Connor Graven-Briggs will not let you run down the floor and get away with that. He came back. Boy, it looked like a pretty clean block, but the Zebra crew calling it a foul. So 15 points for Sean Jones, 15 for Hallequist. And Jones looking to add to it here for BG, puts it home. He's got 16. 4:42 left, and that BG lead is back to 44-34. Second shot coming here for Jones. Just cleaning up a spot on the floor here before Jones takes his second foul shot. Afton continues to chip away. But then every time they do, BG has had an answer. Jones can't get the second one to go, and Hinman can't get the rebound, continuing his frustrating night here. Hallequist at the top of the key as BG gets it back with a fresh shot clock. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. They lead 44-34. Jones to the right side on the wing as BG goes right to left. They kick it back up top for Hallequist. Deep three. This one off the mark. No good. Jones rips down the rebound. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrapping for it. And a timeout is called here by Bainbridge-Guilford. 4:19 to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-34. BG on top of Apton. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell on WCDO Sports.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-34. BG with the ball going right to left. They find Sean Jones and they'll work it around here. 20 on the shot clock. Jones is going to dribble it back up, reset the offense, finds Hallequist in front of the BG bench right side. Little give and go with Weavitt. They try to kick it back out to Rideout, but it's stolen away here by Keith Ives. And Apton down the floor. They're starting to run out of time, and now a steal away. Hallequist left side. He's foul and gets it to go. Hallequist has got 17. He'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. BG leads 46-34, and Trevor Hallequist having himself a night with 3:49 to go, fourth quarter. Hallequist pretty fired up after that one. Gave the old fist pump. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, and time really starting to run out here for Apton. Second shot coming. Hallequist can't get it to go. Hinman with the rebound, looking to get him going. And Apton will bring it up the floor. Boy, this full-court press has just swarmed all over Apton in the second half, has created some turnovers and some easy buckets. 3:43 to go in the fourth, and a foul here on BG. So 10 team fouls on Apton. That's the bonus here for BG the rest of the way. 5 fouls on Bainbridge-Guilford. So Apton's still 2 away from shooting. 3:43 to go in this fourth quarter. Devona will inbound to Michael Graven-Briggs. He'll pass to the right side as Apton goes left to right. Hinman wants that 3, right corner. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, for Ives. His jumper is short, off the mark, and a rebound for DeGrotny's fouled. 3:36 to go in the fourth quarter, and you got a feel for Kyle Hinman tonight. That 3 hit both sides of the rim about 4 times and then popped out. Good wide-open look, great-looking shot, just won't go down. That's the game of basketball sometimes. 3:36 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-34. BG leading Apton on the road. The Bobcats looking for the sweep here of the doubleheader night as the BG girls won earlier in our 6 o'clock game. So DeGroat's going to go to the line here to shoot 2. First one is good for Alex DeGroat, and he has 7. Second one coming for DeGroat as BG leads 47-34. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot for DeGroat, off the mark, no good. Hinman with another rebound. He has been a monster on the boards. Connor Graven-Briggs wants a 3, trying to get Apton back in. This one no good. Rebound for DeGroat. Speaking of a monster on the boards, he has been that tonight. Pass ahead for Johnson, the big fella running the floor. Can't get it to go down. Back the other way for Michael Graven-Briggs, going left to right. Crosses half court. Dribble drive. Great bounce pass there to Hinman. He goes up and he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Any time that Kyle Hinman has touched the ball tonight, BG has just been like a blanket on top of him. Two guys just swarming all over him. It's been good defense. Nice little good show of sportsmanship there as two smiles from Hinman and Hallequist as they do a little high five after that. Hallequist saying, I didn't mean to get you there, bud. First shot for Hallequist, for Hinman, off the mark, no good. And that's been his night in a nutshell, just unable to get buckets. Second one coming for Hinman. This one is up and in. So Hinman has 9 and a timeout taken by Apton. 47-35 with 3:12 to go. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lull and you're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter. Bainbridge Guilford leading 47-35 on the road here at Afton. And again, in case you're just joining us, there was Heartbreak Hotel up in Sydney as the Green boys, Jordan Harrington, nails a three at the buzzer, and Green upset Sydney 39-36 at the buzzer at Sydney High School in a boys' MAC contest. Boy, what a great game that one was up there tonight between Sydney and Green. I'm sure we will see them later on this year as well, maybe in the MAC playoffs. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. BG with the ball as they go right to left. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. Here's Hallequist having himself a night. He's got 17. Hallequist down low for DeGroat. He has his shot blocked. Ball is loose. They get it back to Hallequist. Resets the offense. Down low for Jones. In the right corner. Back up. And Hallequist now is fouled with 2:50 to go fourth quarter by Michael Graven Briggs. So pretty soon, Afton is just going to have to continue to foul to stop the clock. But they're already in the double bonus with 10 fouls. And 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. This is going to send Hallequist to the line. He's got 17. Sean Jones with 16. And Alex DeGroat with 7 to lead this BG team. Hallequist can't get the first one to go. He looks tired. He's been run ragged between his excellent defense tonight as well as his three-point shooting. Done a little bit of everything. Second shot for Hallequist is in. He's got 18. So Hallequist now with 18, just a sophomore, played up on varsity as a freshman last year, and I think learned a lot. Now Michael Graven Briggs taking it down the length of the floor, beats the press and puts it in. It's 48-37. BG on top of Afton. They break the press back the other way. Here's Rideout. Thought about a jumper. Wants to burn some more clock and brings it out safely into the hands of Hallequist with 2.5 to go here fourth quarter. And then Michael Graven Briggs with the foul. So he will go to the line. Hallequist with that signature big smile on his face as he goes back to try to get 20 at the line. He's currently got 18. 2:27 to go, fourth quarter. It's 48-37. Hallequist to the line. First one is good. He's got 19. So again, he came up last year and played quite a bit as a freshman. I think just learned a lot from some of the seniors that were on last year's team. That's just invaluable varsity experience. 20 points for Hallequist. Maybe earning an award here tonight for our WCDO postgame awards, which will be coming up after the final buzzer here. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads Afton 50-37. It was a close game, but BG has really stepped up in the second half. Connor Graven Briggs with the three. Can't get it to go. Hinman thought he was fouled on the putback. Doesn't get the call. BG back the other way. And here is Kyle Rideout. Gets it back into the hands of Hallequist with 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. To the far side for Jones, and he's blocked by Hinman. Excellent defense there. And now back up the floor comes Afton. DeVona, we might have a technical foul coming up here. DeVona brought the ball up the floor. Jones got tied up there with Michael Graven Briggs. That's not going to be a technical. They're just going to call him for a push. And Michael Graven Briggs is going to go to the line. Two guys just got tied up there as they were coming up the floor. Michael Graven Briggs, the junior, got tied up there with Sean Jones. I don't think anything was meant by it. Just two guys running up the floor who might have just tangled legs. 1:52 to go, fourth quarter. It's 50-37, and Michael Graven Briggs with 2 points on the night. Looking to add to his total. Looks like he's hurting a little bit there as he goes to the line, and the 1-1 is off the mark, no good. But he seems to be okay now, getting back into his defensive stance. 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. BG 50, Afton 37, but a steal by Connor Graven Briggs. Fakes it, now goes up, and a charge is taken there by Trevor Hallequist. He knew that Connor Graven Briggs was going in there like a freight train, set his feet, and sacrificed the body, and he absolutely got run over down there. Boy, he is going to be a sore guy tomorrow morning for taking that one, but kudos to him for sacrificing the body. And he's got his hands on his knees at the moment because he really just got nailed. And that's five fouls on Connor Graven-Briggs, so he will have a seat. 1:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 50-37 is the score. And so now BG will have the ball. They'll look to inbounds with this 1:40 to go. Afton still coming with the full court press, trying to catch some steals here. DeGroat brings it up the floor. And to the other side for Sean Jones. Jones with a great night himself. He's got 16. Finds DeGroat down low. Shot was blocked. Hinman comes away with it. Ball loose on the floor. Back out for Hallequist. Zips it down low. Shot is up here for Bainbridge Guilford's Nick Decker. He couldn't get it to go. And now Afton back the other way with Joe Devona. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Michael Graven-Briggs, the jumper off the mark, no good. And Jones with the rebound. Ball loose on the floor. Jones comes away with it. Tippy-toeing along the sideline. Hallequist ahead for Wiemann, and his finger roll, no good. Decker, the rebound. The putback is good for Nick Decker. BG leads 52-37. And what was a one-point game at the half has ballooned into this 52-37 lead for BG over Afton. Hinman for three in the right corner. Not enough mustard on that one. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound comes back out for Hinman in the corner, but Decker is going to strip him. And Hallequist is going to take it to the far side with 30 seconds to go. And head coach for BG, Greg Warren, will take a timeout. Just took that timeout. Wants to get the substitution in. Hallequist is going to have a seat. He's going to finish with 20 points tonight. 31 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. So both teams will go back to their respective huddles here. We'll keep it right here on CDO. As BG is going to come in and get a big win on the road. And BG is going to sweep this doubleheader night. The girls winning earlier. The boys with 30 seconds left leading 52-37. Looking like they will walk away with a victory here tonight. But the ball loose on the floor. Hinman's going to get two more right here. And Hinman now with 11. And Afton's going to take a timeout. So 23 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 52-39. BG on top of Afton. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back here, folks. 23 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And it's Bainbridge-Guilford 52, Afton 39. It was a one-point game at the half, but BG was some sharp shooting in the second half from Trevor Hallequist as well as Sean Jones. They've really ballooned this one up. Hallequist with 20. And Jones with 16, Wiemann with 7, DeGroat with 7. It's been a good team effort tonight for the Bobcats. Long pass ahead, looking for DeGroat. Too far in front of him on the home run pass. And Afton's going to get another chance with 19.3 to go. So BG is going to win this contest here tonight. The girls win the game earlier against Afton. So it'll be a sweep for the Bobcats on the road in this doubleheader Friday matchup tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us, too, tonight on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. They're also the sponsor for our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to this game, the girls' game, or any game we've done, courtesy of SFCU. So BG will get the ball in with 15 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Subs are in the game now. Devona will get a steal into the far side for Michael Graven-Briggs. No good. BG, the rebound with Nick Decker, will have a jump ball, and possession arrow will give it back to Afton with 6.4 to go. So 52-39, the score currently. Let's see if that's going to be the final here tonight or if Afton can get one. They get one for Hubbard, a three-pointer. No good. Hinman with a shot near the buzzer with 1 second left. He's fouled and will go to the line. So Hinman with 11 tonight. He's had a good game. You know, it hasn't been his night shooting, but he's done a lot of other things. He's been a beast on the glass. He's played very good defense down low on some of the BG big guys. So Hinman now will step to the line. First one is in. He's got 12. Connor Graven-Briggs with 15 and Hinman with 12. Let's see if Hinman can get one more. second shot coming with 1.2 to go. Greg Warren having a quick conversation, BG head coach, with the officiating crew before we get this final shot. 1.2 to go. No, don't know exactly what they could be talking about over there with 1.2 to go and your team up 12, but always a good chance that you'll have something to say to the official if you're a head coach. Hinman to the line for his second one. The final foul shot of the game is in for Hinman. He's got 13, and it's going to be a 52-41 victory here tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford on the road against Afton in boys action. Post-game show coming up. Again, the final, 52-41. BG, a big one on the road, defeating Afton here tonight, 52-41. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back with the post-game show on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to our post-game show from Afton Central School, the wrap-up for our doubleheader here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary as the BG boys defeat Afton 52-41 tonight. For BG, first the visiting team, 20 points, a game high for Trevor Hallequist to lead the way for Bainbridge-Guilford, 16 for Sean Jones, 7 for Zach Wiemant, 7 for Alex DeGroat, 2 for Nick Decker, and 3 for Kyle Rideout. So excellent contest here tonight there for BG. On the other side for Afton, they're led by 15 points from Connor Graven-Briggs, 13 from Kyle Hinman, 5 from Gage Youngs, and 2 from Michael Graven-Briggs, as well as 3 from Joe DeVona. So that is our awards tonight. Well, our awards are next here, I should say. That's our scoring summary for tonight. And Trevor Hallequist is coming over, giving us a fist bump here at the table. He is going to get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Trevor Hallequist, 20 big points, did it all tonight. Here he gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Tough choice between Hinman and Connor Graven-Briggs, but I'm going to give it to Connor Graven-Briggs tonight from Afton. 15 big points. He got a couple of big blocks. Was not afraid to dive headfirst into any situation. So he gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. And ACCO wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. 16 big ones tonight for Sean Jones. He is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. Just make those shots when you need it. It's early in the game, late in the game. He's going to pull up and make that little 10-foot range jumper all night long. Sean Jones, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, the final, 52-41. The BG boys defeating Afton here in the second game of our doubleheader. Earlier tonight, it was the BG girls defeating Afton 64-23. Some other out-of-town scores to give you. The Delhi girls defeating Unadilla Valley 47-25 on the road. And, of course, the big one tonight was up in Sydney between the Sydney boys and the Green Trojans. Jordan Harrington nails a three at the buzzer, and Green knocks off Sydney 39-36. That must have been an absolutely spectacular game. So, again, our final here, 52-41. BG defeats Afton. You can go back and listen to this game anytime you want on WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. We did it, folks. 5 games in 4 nights. A lot of fun here on our mega week of basketball. We'll have 2 games for you next week. Check back to WCDOsports.com for our schedule. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.